Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, we're going to start out today by saying Happy Extension Week. The 25th through the 31st of March is Extension Week. The governor signed a proclamation yesterday celebrating extension and outreach work across the state. We do want to thank all of the partners and volunteers that have worked with us throughout the last year as part of Extension Week. We also want to invite the public to learn more about Extension. A couple ways you can do that. Number one, by going online, visit our website at www.extension.iastate.edu/CASS, or just Google Cass County, Iowa State University Extension. That should pop you up to our homepage where we have lots of good information on programs going on upcoming in the next several weeks. We also have an online trivia contest going this week. If you go onto our webpage, you can find a link to our Facebook page, or you can look on Facebook for Cass County ISU Extension and find the question of the day. We will be posting a question of the day every day this week, Monday through Friday, highlighting a different program area in Extension, from families to ag and natural resources to 4-H, communities, and business. If you click on the question of the day and post an answer, you can be entered to win a grand prize door prize at the end of the week. It's a goodie bag full of a little bit of everything related to Extension, from a garden calendar to a travel coffee mug, as well as a few other fun surprises in there. So head on over to our website or our Facebook page and find out a little bit more about what Cass County Iowa State University Extension and Outreach has going on in the community and can offer you in the way of unbiased university research-based information and educational programming. The topic we're going to talk a little bit more about today is some of our garden plants. As you're getting out and about this beautiful weather this week, you may be starting to think about some plants and varieties that you would like to have in your garden. If you're looking at tomatoes, you wouldn't be alone. They're one of the most popular vegetables in the home garden, and they come in a variety of sizes, shapes, and colors, from yellow, red, orange, and pink, all the way from bite-sized cherry to giant beefsteak. If you're looking at purchasing tomatoes or ordering them, you may want to know what the difference between a determinate and an indeterminate tomato is if you're going to try your hand with raising those this year. What this refers to is the tomato's growth habit. Determinate tomatoes are small, compact plants. They grow to a certain height and stop. Then they will flower and set fruit all at once within a very short period of time. The harvest period for determinate tomatoes is generally short, so this is a good option if you're looking to do some canning. Also a good option if you're looking to grow tomatoes in a very small, specific place. You don't really want them to get too leggy and viney and take over your whole garden. If you decide to plant indeterminate tomatoes, they will continue to grow, flower, and set fruit until they are killed by the first frost in the fall. Accordingly, the harvest from these varieties often extends over a 2 to 3 month period. You will generally have a heavier yield than with the determinate types, but they will usually be a little later to mature. Again, indeterminate tomatoes will be large, sprawling plants and perform best when grown in wire cages or trained on stakes, and you should also plan for them to take up a little bit more room in your garden. Another thing you may notice as you're looking through the plant stands and catalogs, tomato varieties will have several different letters behind them, such as VFNT. If you're wanting to know what these stand for, they indicate the tomato variety's resistance to several nematodes and diseases. The letter F following the varietal name indicates resistant to one or more varieties of the Fusarium wilt fungus. V, N, or T indicate resistance to Verticillium wilt, nematodes for N, and tobacco mosaic virus for T. Resistance to the tomato spotted wilt virus is designated as TSWV. So, long story short, the more letters behind the tomato's name, the more diseases and nematodes it's resistant to. Resistance to a disease does not mean that the plant is immune. However, resistant varieties will be less likely to become infected when the disease compared to susceptible varieties. When the plants do become infected with the disease, the severity of disease on a resistant plant will be less than on a susceptible plant. Most open-pollinated or heirloom tomato varieties will have little resistance to common tomato diseases, and most hybrid tomato varieties will have resistance to one or more diseases. Another common question is acidity levels. The acidity level of yellow tomatoes are similar to red tomatoes. However, yellow tomatoes contain more sugar than red tomatoes. As a result, yellow tomatoes taste sweeter than red tomatoes, but do have a similar acidity level. For more information on yard and garden topics and everything beyond, stop by or give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office. Until next week, I'm Kate Olson.